1-800-919-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
We have with us R.C. Collins on the Phil Hendry Show. He is a cadet at Bradley Military Academy in Altadena, and this is Team Talk. R.C., welcome back to our program. You are in a military academy in Altadena, and you obviously are looking at the events of Afghanistan very carefully. How old are you?
Mr. Henry, I'm 16 years of age, and I want to say that we enjoy your program here.
Thank you very much. What you said something really great happened to you this week. What was that?
Yes, sir. I wanted to let everyone know that a great thing happened to me this week. My father, who had promised me this from the beginning, came through with it. I was promised a DDR-2000 solo machine. This is a $3,000 arcade game. And I don't know how many of you have ever had your dad or your mom buy you a $3,000 arcade game, but I'm very, very excited about it.
Your dad?
Well, Mr. Henry, if I could just back up and explain. My father shows his love to me in ways that unfortunately, a lot of kids don't recognize. My dad sends me to Bradley Military here in Altadena. That's $16,000 a year. I want some of your listeners to kind of sit and let that roll around in their brain a little bit. $16,000 a year. I don't think there's anybody listening to your program right now that they've ever been to a school that cost that much, and that's for sure. Another thing, I'm a little bit nervous.
Well, that's all right. Just get yourself a glass of water. Now, you say that your father bought you a DDR-2. What is that?
Yes, sir. DDR is Dance Dance Revolution. I got the 2000 Solo, which is an arcade game. And the reason...
Yeah, tell me the difference. You say that's an arcade game. That's better, right?
Oh, yes, sir. Very much so. Most of the kids out there have the DDR one from Nintendo, and that's... It's trash. The game that I got's very fat. It's an arcade game. It has a switch in the back that you can just put on free play. So, in other words, this is a machine that ordinarily would be in an arcade.
Now, those machines are $10,000 to $15,000 to $20,000, aren't they?
Yes, sir. We were able to find one used. But I dare say there's nobody in your audience of no kid that listens to your show whatever got an arcade game. My father, that's an example of the love, I guess, is what I'm trying to say, sir.
This is a reflection of how your dad feels about you, right?
Exactly, Mr. Henry. My dad loves me so much. He got me the DDR-2000 solo arcade game. That's $3,000. He sends me to Bradley Military Academy at $16,000 a year. I mean, that is sweet. And this is a great school that is going to afford me the opportunity, hopefully someday, Mr. Henry, on account of I want to go serve my country in Afghanistan.
All right, R.C. Collins is with us. So this was a great thing. Are you a cadet? What is your rank?
Yes, sir, I'm a cadet.
Okay, at Bradley.
Sir, you have to understand that only a child who is truly loved gets sent to a school for $16,000 a year. It's really unique to know this kind of love and concern. And I know what a lot of you kids out there, if I could address the kids directly, Mr. Henry.
Go ahead.
I know what a lot of you kids out there are thinking. You're thinking, your dad bought you a car. Well, if your dad bought you a car, that's what you're thinking. My dad bought me a car. Or I would say that your dad bought you a car.
Okay, they know what you mean. They're thinking, my dad bought me a car, so he loves me.
Yeah, your dad bought you a car, so he loves you. No, he didn't. Most of the cars that dads get kids now are leased, and you know he's going to take it back in 6 months if you do bad things. I know someday my dad will buy me a brand new Escalade because he said that he would, and that's a lot of love. Snowboarding equipment, ha ha ha, $600 at best. So
you wanted to come on and tell me that your parents have a level of concern and love for you.
Well, my father's the one who buys these things for me. My mother doesn't have anything to do with it.
Where is your mother?
Mr. Henry, my mother's an alcoholic, and I have ceased having communication with her.
I'm very sorry to hear that.
That's okay, sir. I have never been one who can abide a lack of physical discipline. I've never been one who can abide a sloppy personal life. My mother disappoints me on many levels. She's an alcoholic. Her moral life is very loose. I just don't find her a very good role model, and I don't choose to be around her.
So, R.C., you're at a military academy, which means you're boarding there?
Yes, I am, but my father's very busy right now. He has a lot of business deals that he does that takes him to, like, into Europe and Asia and places like that. But he told me we're going to go fishing this summer, so I'm very much looking forward to that. And he sent me the DDR machine, and he sends me to school here, and also he said he's going to buy me a Cadillac Escalade. I guess what I'm trying to say is kids today want the love of their parents, and the best way to show a kid that you love him is not to deny him the things that he wants. And don't tell him that that money can't buy love and things don't. Every kid sees through that argument. That just means that you're too cheap and too selfish to do the things for your kid what you want to do. And
Well, what about families that can't afford it? What about?
Oh, they can't afford it?
Yeah. What about
Oh, really? And that's why your mom and dad take the vacation to Mexico. That's why they buy themselves a good car. That's why they take vacations to Europe and to other places like Canada. Yeah, see, you can't let that, that argument.
All right, so in other words, they buy for themselves, but not for their kids.
Yeah, that is exactly correct. My father, though, is different. He continues to show his love year after year. And that's why our seminar this weekend is going to be very important.
All right. R.C. Collins is with us.
Your parents can afford it. Tell them to get a second or third job. But what's more important than a kid? Huh, Mr. Henry? Huh? What's more important than a kid, Mr. Henry?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm thinking. I don't think that there's anything in the life of a parent that is more important than the proper tuition and upbringing of their child. Let me give our phone number out. It's 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. R.C. is in his third year at Bradley Military Academy in Altadena. His father shows him a great deal of consideration and concern. He's purchased him a $3,000 arcade game. He spends $16,000 a year to send him to a military academy. And you say that parents are generally selfish with their kids.
That is correct. And don't tell me they can't afford it because they will buy themselves stuff. I mean, why squeeze a child from your loins if you can't give them the love and the stuff they need to be a good person?
All right, tell me, R.C., about the seminar you're having, which is called Kids Against Parental Denial.
I'd be happy to, Mr. Henry. We are going to be outlining at our seminar at the Airport Inn this weekend 10 ways that really parents terrorize their children by being too cheap with them. Number one, kids get laughed at by their friends thinking that they're poor. Number two, they are socially ostracized for not having good games and things at their house to play with. Number three, a lot of kids are forced to carry their lunch in a bag and not buy it at the school cafe, which makes them look like very lame and very not cool. Number three, they take city buses and transit to school instead of having the housekeeper drop them off in a Lexus, which is what you want to have because that's what the other kids have too. And number four, their clothes smell of swap meets and flea markets. Their future's about as bright as the yellow bug light on the back porch. It's all messed up. I don't know.
All right, R.C. Collins with us, 1-800-449-8686. And his father bought him an arcade game. His dad sends him to a $16,000 a year school. His father has promised to buy him a Cadillac Escalade. His father loves him, obviously, and is willing to expend considerable resources. But most kids' parents don't love them. Not that way. They don't purchase the things that would make their kids happy. They don't bring to their children the material and physical manifestations of their love. All they do is talk about how much they love them. But what do they really show for? What do they really do? What do the kids have materially to show for that? It's an interesting question. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
All you got to do is look at the kid that flew the plane into the building. If he'd had more things, he was an outcast at school probably because he didn't have, like, myth. He probably didn't have Grand Theft Auto. He probably didn't have Pure Dark.
What are those?
What, Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah. What is that?
Probably about the coolest game right now on PlayStation 2.
So the kid flew the plane into a building in Tampa because he didn't have that?
I'm saying, Mr. Hendry, it's not enough to tell your kid you love him. You better back it up. My dad backs it up with the coolest stuff that I've ever seen.
Your father got you a Dance Dance Revolution arcade game, $16,000 a year tuition, and a Cadillac Escalade.
Yes, sir. And I didn't want to say anything, but my understanding is he is going to purchase me a townhome as soon as I graduate from the military academy.
A townhouse?
Yes, sir. And it's the least he can do for bringing me into this horrible maggot hill of a world.
God, I mean...
That's right.
Let me go over here to Beth. Beth, hi, you're on The Phil Hendry Show. Beth, go ahead.
Hi,
yes.
I think that what you're saying is just really sad because...
Sad?
I've grown up in a family. I have six people in my family.
How old are you?
I'm 21.
Well, see, I'm 16, so my life is bad compared to yours.
My life isn't great either. I'm not going to say I have the most wonderful life in the world, but
see?
I have six people in my family. There's four of us kids, and my dad already works two jobs. My mom works part-time, and
does he come into your room at night?
All right, now wait just a minute.
No, I must ask the question, Mr. Hinton.
Don't answer that, Beth.
I'm not going to answer it because I don't know what he's implying.
Implying, you know how those large families from upper Minnesota are.
Excuse me, but I haven't lived in Minnesota my entire life, so I don't
know. The Iron Range? The Iron Range? You know what I'm talking about, don't you? Did
anyway,
your father ever sleep in your bed?
Never mind. Don't answer that. Go ahead, Beth.
No, he didn't. And anyway, that was an inappropriate question to ask.
Yes, it was.
Has your grandfather ever had you find a quarter?
I don't...
You know
anyway,
something? Go ahead, Beth.
My point in calling in was...
Okay.
My parents don't buy me everything. They buy us enough. But they don't go overboard in buying us stuff that we don't need. If I want something and they say they can't afford it, I understand that because I know the situation they're in. If I can't afford to buy myself something, I shouldn't beg my parents who are paying for four kids to buy me something.
Beth, I don't want to hit this too hard, but you said you're 21?
Yeah.
Ain't it about time that you buy yourself stuff?
I do buy myself
stuff. I mean, what's
stuff.
That all about?
Well, a lot of people are living at home later. Is that right, Beth?
Yeah, find an excuse. I have my own job that I can buy for personal things.
I'm not going to live off of my parents. My mother's an alcoholic.
Well, I'm sorry that she is, but I'm just
She'd come into my room and fumble under the covers for me.
Well, either way, I'm just saying that my parents don't buy me everything that I want, and I have a great life, and I love my parents, and my family's very close,
Beth, consider this, Beth. I got a DDR 2000 solo arcade machine. Every single kid that I talk to on the campus is so totally jealous. It's going to be so cool. It's going to be sweet when I get that in my dorm room.
All right.
Like, I don't have all these great things, and people still think I'm great because they go off my personality.
Do people still think you're cool?
Not what I have.
Well, do people think you got a great personality?
Yes, people go off my personality, not
really?
What I own.
Okay.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing.
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
Well, she's not exactly what I called Carol Channing. I mean,
Well, never mind. She's
not a great person either, and it's sad that
I didn't
people
say
have
you're a
to
bad
go
per-
off what you have.
I didn't say you're a bad person. I said your personality's not exactly you.
I'm just saying, well,
okay.
If you need to have stuff to make people like you, then that's sad.
Okay,
you
listen, Beth.
Have to own things
Beth,
to
thanks
make
a lot.
People like you.
Thank you,
okay.
Beth. Thank you.
Phil, I think that's spoken like anyone that would say that who doesn't have the cool stuff that I have and whose parents don't love them the way that my parents love me. So, yeah, you're going to say, well, I don't care if I don't have that stuff. Sure. Yeah, right. You don't care that you don't have a Cadillac Escalade, about the finest SUV out there. I mean, it gets 24 on the highway, 18 in the city. It's got the cool luggage rack. It's got everything. 360 horse.
I don't know, man. My wife drives...
What's your wife drive?
She has a Suburban.
Yeah, oh, okay, Jed.
What's Jed mean? Okay, look at man. We can talk seriously, or you're going to give me a load of crap here, and I'm going to hang up on you. Now, I want you to be a young gentleman.
I'm sorry, sir.
You go to a military academy, don't you?
Yes, sir, I do, and I apologize. My father would be ashamed of my behavior. I'm sorry. Can I ask you something?
What?
How's Jethro? Is he...
Okay, I will hang up.
I'm sorry.
Let me go to Juliet. Juliet, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Juliet. Go ahead.
My parents divorced when I was 13, and even though they divorced, they gave me...
Did your mother drink?
No, my parents have no alcoholic problems.
My mother drank.
Well, that's not my fault, okay?
I don't know where she is, man. I don't know where she is, but the last time I saw her, she was drinking.
All right, let this woman finish what she was saying. Juliet, go ahead.
And my parents didn't give me everything I wanted. My mom and dad both had very good jobs, but they figured if they gave me everything I wanted, I'd grow up to be a lazy person. So my parents worked hard, but you know what? They helped me with what I needed to. When I turned 17, I got my own car, but I had to pay for it. I'm still paying for
it.
Did
you hear about that kid that flew the plane into the building?
Well, obviously, the kid probably had mental problems. And getting everything is not everything. Being
Juliet,
with your parents
think about
and having...
it. Juliet, think about it. That's exactly what the adults tell us. Oh, I don't want to give you all this stuff because it might spoil you. Yeah, but they keep it all for themselves. I bet
you know
your
what?
Parents drive really good cars, and you got to drive...
No, actually, my parents don't. My parents drive very normal cars. They're normal people, down to earth. They adopt other children.
Can I ask you a question? I don't want to be offensive.
Yeah, ask me a question.
Did your father use this as an excuse? He was looking for the remote control when he went under the covers while you were sleeping?
No.
What excuse did he give?
My dad didn't.
She, his father, her father, her father
just
didn't.
Because your parents.
Oh my God! I mean, what kind of a
tortured you? That's why you're probably messed up right now. That's why you're saying all this.
They
stuff.
Didn't second. My mother fumbled under the covers for me.
Yeah,
that's all.
Sir.
But
that's
she had,
why you're talking the way you are right now, because obviously you got something wrong with you.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
it probably came from your mother or your father, because obviously
Juliet,
your father's giving you all this stuff, so he doesn't want to be around you.
Juliet. You're a woman, and I'm going to overlook the things you've said because I'm going to fight for our country someday to defend you and your
children. Well, you know what? I think they should reconsider that because there's obviously something wrong with you.
Let me ask you.
You should be in a mental hospital, not in a military school.
I'm in a military academy. Someday I'll go to Afghanistan, and I will have
my revenge. You know what? You'll
probably
be the first one shot because everybody will put you in the front because they're going to think your ideas are whack.
Hello, but already a guy's been shot.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, a guy's been shot. A guy's been shot already. Hello.
Well, you know what?
Newspapers
been you
are your friend. Huh?
Yeah, you know what? The newspaper is my friend. I know how to read. You know what? I went to college.
Well, if you
know
knew how to
I'm
read,
doing.
Then you'd know that a guy already got it shot.
Yeah,
a guy
you know
already got it shot?
I mean, got...
Oh, yeah, and you're saying Escalade wrong. It's not Escalade. It's Escalade.
What is? The Escalade?
Yeah.
I thought it was Escalade.
No,
well,
it's
whatever,
not. So
man.
Obviously you don't know how to read either.
Okay, so your
besides
parents...
having your head up your ass.
Oh, okay. I'll overlook that because someday I'm going to Afghanistan and I'm going to shake Omar's head out of a cave on a stick.
Yeah,
and
sure.
Then you'll want to have sex with me, but guess what? I'll be on the cover of Time magazine and I won't be able to return your call.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm married and perfectly happy with my husband, and my husband would never say anything stupid like you, and
yeah.
You probably have no girlfriends, and that's why you're talking that way.
I'm right now in a military academy. I don't have time for sex.
All right, look at
Juliet. You don't have time for anything.
Thank you for your call. Thank you very much. Do you realize what an idiot you're making out of yourself?
No, Mr. Henry, if it means letting kids know that they should expect more from their cheap parents, then I'll make an idiot out of myself. Parents should be spending a lot more money on their kids than they do now.
R.C. Collins with us, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Hi, everybody. I'm R.C. Collins, inviting you to join us for Teen Talk.
Welcome back to Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. R.C. is a junior at third year at a military academy in Altadena, California, called Bradley Military Academy. Your father, when's the last time you saw your father, by the way?
I saw my father in the summer of 1998.
R.C., you haven't seen your father in...
No, Mr. Henry, don't go there. Don't go there. My father is a busy man. We stay in touch by email and instant messaging. He also, as I said, pays for my tuition. My father does his part, especially since my mother, who couldn't keep her skirt from going up over her head, if you must know...
No, I didn't have to know that.
Well, that's what she did. My mother drank, sir, and I absolutely abhor and am disgusted by the habits of my mother. I cling to my father's moral code and the moral strength that my father provides for me. And together, both of us look down upon my mother and the slovenly ways of her life. And
why don't you have some pity, man?
What?
Some pity on the woman that gave you life. She brought you into this world. Who knows why she drinks? Maybe she's battling demons that you'll never know about.
Oh, so we're going down the psychology route. Is that it?
Well, I...
No. Go ahead. Go ahead, Dr. Freud. Done. I'm all ears.
Look, I'm simply saying...
You're simply saying what, Dr. Adler? I have some condition having to do with the... my mother's sexuality, is that it?
No, I didn't bring up anything about sex. You said your mother fumbled under the covers for you. I'm just saying, have some pity on a woman who gave you life.
Let me tell you something. My dad bought me a...
Yeah, DDR 2000 Solo for $3,000, $16,000, and you haven't seen him in 3 years.
We're going fishing this summer. I was birthed through a horrible, dirty hole that this woman, for all I know...
All right, I will not have you disrespecting your mother like that. Do you understand that?
Okay, General, sir.
You know, you're a real wise ass for being in a military academy, huh?
Yeah, that's right, General Patton.
I'm going to keep you on the phone just so you can keep making an ass out of yourself.
Captain, my captain.
Jesse, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Yes, my name is Jesse Fryer. My mother has 15 kids. I'm number 13 out of 15.
No, you're kidding. Really?
No, I am dead serious.
Wow,
I'm 13 out of 15.
I never would have guessed that.
And my mother taught me, gave me more than any Escalade, any Atari game, anything like that. She taught me the value of life and to provide
Did
for myself.
Did she tell you the proper use of a preposition?
Okay, you want to be a smart ass?
Let the
guy talk.
I worked myself all the way from when I was 13 all the way to 29, which I am now. I've been to the real military. You don't know war. You'll never see war because you cry.
What do you mean I cry? I want to go fight.
You will expect your father to bail you out. You will expect your father to come pay for you to not go to war.
I want to go to Afghanistan and on account I want to kill Bin Laden.
You ain't ready for the real world. You're not ready for the real world. Your father needs to sit down and put you over his knee.
My dad's going to take me fishing this summer. Then you'll see. Then you'll know.
Your father
was my mother and father. So I don't know what you're crying about. I mean, your mother, she's probably drinking because of the way you act.
Wait a second. You're telling me you and your mom are
peeing
together?
She's working trying to provide for the family, which is you are her family.
Sir,
but
my
you
mother...
you want her to do that. You want to ask for if all she have is 50 cents, you want... 49
Wait, Jesse, you said your mother is your father. Is that a transsexual thing?
You know, your smart-ass comments.
I don't get offended. I don't get offended by it.
No, he's being a smart-ass, Jesse.
My mother was my mother and father. When my father went
well,
there...
Well, down south,
see,
I guess that's how it works.
You would be the one that would run out. You would be the one that would run out. When the heat get hot, you run out.
That's right, R.C. You'd probably turn and run when the Al-Qaeda struck.
You better take that back.
No, I'm not going to take it back. You're a dirty little coward.
You take that back. I would never bail out of the United States military of the America.
When the 15-year-old kid flew the plane into the building, it was because his mommy or his daddy didn't get him what he wanted.
No, you know why that young man flew that plane into that building?
Just like
he
you.
Probably wanted lessons on a speedboat, and they gave him some lousy prop job lessons.
No, they probably tried to teach him the value of life.
Value of life? when he wanted lessons in a jet and they give him lessons in a prop job, the humiliation probably drove him to drive it into a in a building. What are you laughing about?
You amaze me. You amaze
I'm amazing.
Me. You
I know
me.
Kids.
Wait a minute. That kid flew the plane into a building because he really wanted jet lessons?
Yes, sir. That's my feeling anyway. And the other thing that not giving your kid enough does, what about John Walker? He's called the American Taliban. He's over there fighting against America. You know why? Nobody gave him good stuff to play with.
When everything run out, what are you going to do then? Will you know how to survive? You won't even have enough to go get a Big Mac.
Jesse, let's ask the question. Who would you rather be, you or me? I got a $16,000 a year tuition.
I would rather be me.
Oh, yeah, right.
I would rather be me.
Right. I got a DDR
stolen too. Wait a minute. RC, you know
and
why
I got a Cadillac Escalade.
Because I don't have to wait on my father to buy me nothing. That's why I would rather be me.
But you, the stuff you that you can buy, waiting. You can't get anything that's good.
You're waiting.
That's right,
I'm
RC.
Not. I can go get what I want when I get ready.
You can't get a DDR 2000.
How do you know he can?
I'm not into video games. Video games are for kids. Grow up.
It's not a video game. It's a dance game.
Well, whatever. It's an arcade game.
Nintendo, Atari, same difference.
What about a Cadillac Escalade? Yeah,
okay.
I can't get that either.
I'm driving trucks, man. And I own my own transportation business.
All you can afford is a truck?
Yeah, about a $200,000 truck.
Truckers move the world, trust me.
Look at Jesse, why would I want to be you? I don't have to share one piece of toilet paper with my 15 brothers.
I bet you a truck is going to bring your Atari game to your dorm.
That's right, a fine Teamster is going to...
Oh, a Teamster, are you a union?
He's going to put it in his Escalade.
Maybe they'll...
He's going to put it in his Escalade, right? Oh, sorry, he don't have that
did
yet.
You ever have
he
to
has
share,
to wait.
Did you ever have to share one piece of toilet paper with 15 brothers? Yes or no?
Say again?
Did you ever have to share one piece of toilet paper with 15 brothers?
Don't answer the question, all right?
No,
look at RC.
We had to share spoons.
That's fine.
We had to share spoons. But watch this.
What?
My mother taught us how to survive.
Oh, you could get a plastic spoon down at the store for a buck. What? How cheap were your parents anyway?
All right, look at
or wait in line to sleep in bed.
He amazed me.
All right,
you
man.
Really
thanks for your call.
You guys had to wait in line to sleep in bed.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Wait in line to sleep in bed. 1-800-449-8686. Well, there goes RC. His father's taking him fishing this summer. Anyway, it's Phil Henry Show.
Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
On yesterday's show, Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley were on to talk about the time that they were at Disneyland. What was that about yesterday? I'm sitting here filling. It was about the hockey father, yes, about how Steve Dooley got his son into a basketball game by simply going up to the coach, sticking his finger in his chest and saying, "You put my son in that game or I will pull my funding from the Church Youth Basketball League." And here's Bobby and Steve dealing with an indignant caller.
Phil Henry. Flashback.
I'd like to speak to both of those people that are making fools out of themselves on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, they're not Christians because she wouldn't have been doing what she was doing. She's a disgrace.
What was
number
I doing?
Number two, you've been talking all night. Now, I've been waiting for
you can't tell
15
my wife
minutes from Marmot, and both of you, shut up.
Tell my wife to shut
up.
Shut up. I'll put my finger in your chest. Yeah.
The Lord strike you dead, the two of you.
You're not God.
Who do you think you're God?
You just keep quiet.
You're not God.
Shut up.
Let the lady talk,
You've been
okay?
talking all night. It's about time someone else gets a chance to talk.
Mm-hmm.
You two fools are arrogant, you're proud, and you're not
Christians
because she wouldn't be doing what she was doing.
I believe
and her husband is an idiot. It's a wonder the coach didn't knock his head off because I would have if I was a man.
Wait, you can't
shut
knock
up.
My head off.
Shut up. You keep quiet. Now.
Look, you can't tell me what
to
do.
You keep quiet.
No, I'm not
going
to tell you what to do.
Oh, okay. You got a wife that's
you see, this gets me.
You
want to
put your wife in her place.
I'll tell you what.
No, I'm getting hot listening to Steve tell you off.
Oh, shut up.
Come on, will you?
You're sick, lady.
What is wrong with
you're
you?
You're a sick sex maniac. You're sick. You're not a Christian.
I'm a sex maniac.
You're a fool. That's what you are.
You can't
right on the radio, making an ass out of yourself.
But you see how
the
Steve is telling you off?
Fool.
It makes me hot.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah.
Shut right up. In the name of Jesus, shut up.
In the name of who?
Jesus, shut your mouth.
You are not Christians.
You are fools. And I can call you fools because you're not my sister and brother.
How can you guys, two fools. How can you rub yourself on a bench?
Oh, shut up. You're sick.
She just told you to shut up, Bill.
That's pornography. That's what it is. You're insane, the two of you.
You shouldn't even be talking to someone as moral as Phil Henry.
I never listened to before. I was listening to the news, and you two make me sick to my stomach.
Well, then you heard about the
Boston.
You heard about the hot couch in Boston, didn't
shut
you?
Shut your mouth.
No.
You're a whore, that's
what
you are.
I'm going to go kick the crap out of you.
Oh, shut up. Right. You couldn't kick the crap out of an ant. Now, you shut up.
What state are you in?
Shut right up.
What
both
state
of
are
you
calling in?
Oh, shut up. There. The Lord will have his way, you two fools. Arrogant, proud. You think your money is going to help you when you go to hell? The devil's got you right by the throat, making a fool out of you on the radio, the two of you.
Oh,
shut up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I bet you watch pornography when you're off the radio. Listen to you, two fools. Yeah, two fools. Shut up. Hang up. Hang up. Nobody wants to hear your foolishness. There are Christians listening to this program, and their wives, their husbands don't want their wives listening to that fool. Throw up in your own face, you fool. Everybody's laughing at you. Couple of idiots. Well, the Lord will have his way. You're shutting up, aren't you? You don't know what to say, do you? Satan's got his hand right around your throat.
No, I'm having a cigarette.
If you died tonight, you too would be in hell for all eternity. People ought to be praying for you right now.
Well, when you went to school on the horse and buggy, I bet you liked the sound.
Oh, shut up.
All right. 1-800-45, I don't know where else we can go.
That pretty much tops itself.
Thank you very much. Get out of here.
Phil Henry. Flashback.
I remember when that woman called yesterday. She started to scare me. She was so absolutely resolute in her belief that she was right, you know? I mean, how can you not make fun of Christians when you get a call like that? We ought to get more cats calling. Hi, I'm a Christian, and I also go to the local club, and some girl down there did a lap dance last night. It was really great. But I'm going to church today. Oh, okay, you're just a regular guy. That's right. Well, cool. I think I'll go to your church, man. Church of the lap dance. Okay, anyway. Oh, shut up. Shut up. Yasmin Bleeth was formally charged November 16th with cocaine possession, according to cops in Romulus, Michigan. You heard all about that. Well, I think she was sentenced today. I'm not sure what it was. Do you know what that sentence was, Janice? But it was 2 years for cocaine possession. 2 years on probation. Is that right? 2 years? She getting hard jail time? Anyway, the reason why I mention is we went on the great website called The Smoking Gun, and you can get all kinds of information there. And there's a picture of Yasmin. It is her mugshot. I was at the Playboy Mansion once, and I went to have a picture taken there by a friend of mine who was using the Playboy Mansion as a prop. And I say that only to say that I saw some of the models as they were back there sunning themselves. And without their makeup on, their breasts still are enormous. No, without their makeup on, it's funny how. And here's Yasmin Bleeth on the Smoking Gun website. And she looks like, right, you know, just some bar wench at the end of the bar, just, hey, you got a cigarette? Looks like somebody's been using her face for a punching bag. The hair's all messed up, and she's got herself a drug problem. Not to make fun of drug addicts, but why not? You know, there comes a point where you don't want to make fun of drug addicts, then you do, then you feel sorry for them, then you're back to making fun of them. I think that's where we are right now on this show. We've come full circle. We're back to making fun of drug addicts. Yeah, I know it's a disease. I know it's a sickness. Hey, my wife makes fun of me when I'm laying in bed with a cold. I could say, the sickness. Yeah, it's still funny to see me sitting there with snot running down my face. But there's Yasmin Bleeth. Now, you recall her from Baywatch. She was sort of the prude. She had a great body, great, fantastic rear end, beautiful face. But here she is after sort of lounging at the end of the bar there, the ABC Liquor Lounge, 49-cent drinks, and, have you got a cigarette? And, you know, pretty sad, man. I expect more out of my television actors. I expect more out of the people that come on my TV set night after night. I would expect more out of an actor from Baywatch. But unfortunately, I don't, so. Or fortunately, whatever the case may be. So there she is. She's got, and what else? Oh, yeah. Well, Chelsea Clinton is back doing drugs. I mean, she's back. Chelsea Clinton is, she's having drinks in New York. But here's the thing. The American Music Awards are tonight. While gift-giving season has passed for most of us, for those who inhabit the world of award shows, it's still in full swing. Presenters and performers at tonight's American Music Awards will get elaborate baskets of goodies valued at $5,000, a palm-sized digital camcorder, light-up ice cubes, an electric scooter, a two-way pager, and a custom-made hat by Madonna's favorite hat designer, Nick Smith, are included in every basket. These are the presenters at the American Music Awards. Some of the celebrities get a few extras. Now, these baskets are for the celebrities as a way of saying thanks for being on our show and not the Grammys. Isn't that right? Because the Grammys and the American Music Awards are having this feud. Apparently, Dick Clark and Michael Green, who is the producer of the Grammys, have a long-going feud about artists. If they perform on Dick's AMAs, on Dick's AMAs, they can't perform on Michael Green's Grammys, and vice versa. So they give these gift baskets so that they'll stay on their show. So they're giving Cher a gift basket that features a certificate for a custom-made bikini. Britney Spears gets a pack of Starbucks goodies. Jennifer Love Hewitt gets her favorite bath salts. Sugar Ray got leather jackets and a stay in the $2,500 per night Elvis suite at the Hard Rock Hotel in Orlando. And Nelly, they got custom-made jewelry. And this is all so that those cats will be on those TV shows and not on somebody else's. It's like having Whoopi doing the Academy Awards or having Diana Ross and three other people rotating as hosts of an award show. It doesn't really make that much difference. Is the tune-in factor going to be any less this year because Whoopi is on it as opposed to Steve Martin? Or was it any less with Steve Martin and Whoopi Goldberg? Ain't it about you seeing all these actors getting up there in those tuxedos from Mars? In those wild-looking coats? Ain't it about seeing if any of them are going to have some sort of post-Limbitrol psychotic reaction? Like one of them is going to have some bad reaction from their acne medicine? One of them is going to fly an airplane into a building? Or something like that, man. That's what makes the show. And Dick Clark is spending his hard-earned money. Well, he's spending his money. I don't know how hard-earned it is. And he's giving Cher a bikini. Now, I don't know about you, but there comes a point in a woman's life when you don't want to see her in one, and I think Cher's reached that point. No, I'm kidding. She's a very lovely lady, and I'm just joking about that. A palm-sized digital camcorder, huh? Now, why would you invent or even have something like that if you didn't want to, like, hide it in your bureau drawer while you bring your girlfriends over and just keep, like, hours and hours and hours of tapes on every woman that you've ever had in your apartment? A palm-sized camcorder, you could stick that under the pillow, and, brother, you've got viewing, you've got family entertainment for years. All right, 1-800-449-8686. I know I've given a lot of you an idea about what to do with your palm-sized camcorder now, other than what you're doing with your palm. It's Phil Henry Show.